you very much. It's the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. You know, so excited was I about, oh, they're getting carried away in the studio about teddy bears and walking on water. I just feel they're getting carried away because in a few seconds' time we'll be welcome, of course, the genius. We are about to welcome the genius behind Sci-Fi London Film Festival. Are we all right there, Amy? Has it just been too much? I mean, you know, what with water walking, Walter walking, I don't know, absorbing. Sometimes, Louis, you look at the staff and you think, look, I love these guys, they're really fantastic, but where the heck are they going to? You must have a similar thing with respect to Sci-Fi London at times, saying, what? You know, it's what's going on there. Welcome aboard, Louis Savvy, how are you?
Very well, sir. Morning. Nice. Hello, Amy. Hello, everybody in the studio. And thanks for having me again.
Hello.
And it was wonderful to see an update, of course, on our Facebook from Louis Savvy. So first of many sort of chats with the Midweek Drive Morning Edition team, etc. It's just wonderful stuff. It's great. You know, it's, I feel there's a bonding, family-wise, etc. And it's nice to have a phone connection, all sorts of other bits and pieces. I just remembered, Louis, we forgot to mention the weather, of course. It was a misty start. It's actually getting cloudy. I look out the window now, it's becoming brighter as promised. It'll be feeling fairly warm throughout the day, highs of 14 degrees centigrade and lows of 6 degrees centigrade. So there we are, all sorted through in every single sense of the word, etc. Louis, the one kind of jingle we haven't actually played as yet today, actually there are heaps of them really in many ways, but I feel it's time we actually, for the benefit of you southern blokes basically, south of Watford.
Cuttley Chuck, she's a dancer, a Meryl Streep aficionado, entertainment correspondent, and from Yorkshire. What's not to love?
And I just think, you know, maybe Sci-Fi London needs a more, you know, let's have some Yorkshire in there. Let's have some...
I've got to tell you, I didn't understand a word of it.
It was ever thus. We're getting ever closer to the launch on May the 1st. Of the Sci-Fi London Film Festival, etc. Let's go straight away to Philippa Blackmore, because Philippa is a keen aficionado of Supernatural and did the Science Fiction and Film Television Studies module on the Film and Television Studies course, etc. So what have you found out about Sci-Fi London, Philippa, which possibly means you might be one of our sort of reporters on the whole thing there?
I found the parade interesting, where everyone dresses as their favourite character. Sounds intriguing.
Parades, always
good. Certainly good fun. Jen, and it's Sunday the 29th of April this year, from 12 o'clock, and we're going over Hungerford Bridge and all round the South Bank, round by Jubilee Gardens and the London Eye, and then there's an exclusive after party in the BFI.
You see, to me, Louis, I'm thinking, look, you've got this big Olympic flame going all across the country. Why can't we just expand Sci-Fi London's parade? So you can actually, you look out your window in Selby, for instance, or in Middlesbrough, and you suddenly say, there's a load of zombies walking down my street. You know, wouldn't that be fun? You know,
I'm up for it.
I think, you know, these sort of comic relief, sport relief days, people running all over the place, let's have more zombie parades around the heart. Zombie relief. You know,
they're misunderstood.
For the undead who amongst us, so on. Jody.
Yes, Alex. Sorry.
I threw the ball to her and just all sorted through in this.
Louis, can you tell me what your favourite science fiction television series is?
My favourite TV series? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a tough one. Currently, Fringe is my favourite.
Okay.
But if it's of all time, then it has to be The Twilight Zone.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything that's come even remotely close to doing what Twilight Zone did. They crossed every kind of trope within science fiction and fantasy. They had fabulous actors, really, you know, thought-provoking stories. It was a brilliant, brilliant show. Currently, though, I'm excited about Fringe.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a very good show.
Yeah, well, I'm just catching up with the X-Files at the moment. I'm just halfway through season two.
This has all come about, actually, Louis, over the last year and a half, because when Jodie first came into the kind of ambience of Midweek Drive and various other things after, you know, several false starts with Andrew David, but I'm not going to start going on that line, etc. That happens. There's somebody else who's actually on the part of the team who spent time with Graham King. You know. Training. Good perspectives from that point of view. But Jodie basically said she was only a big fan of the Back to the Future trilogy. That was your sort of number one.
Well, I think that's good enough, really, isn't it?
Well, it was, but then gradually sort of the X-Files has come out of really going over to Los Angeles, sitting in on something that neither yourself, Louis, nor myself actually have actually sat in on, a Chilpack Hollywood show and co-presented it with Phil and Dean. Phil, Dean, and
Dean.
No, that's
true. That's true. I feel very left out.
And do you know what they argued about on Tuesday's American Drive Time Dream Team, or even American Dream Team Drive Time?
No.
How many T-shirts that were going to be brought over with Chilpack Hollywood via Phil Leonis? You know, initially he's just been won over. Look, I've got
a point. I'm getting one for me because he promised me before, Jodie, I'm going to get you a T-shirt. You know, I'll have it to you for Christmas,
media,
and obviously I don't know what Christmas he was talking about.
In this world of social media, I'll make sure I remind him through Facebook.
Well, yes, please. You see, there is that, but as I also said, look, he's a jobbing director. He's not got an endless supply of T-shirts to just bring along and hand out willy-nilly. You know, it's a marketing scenario here. You know, when I was actually interviewing Louis Savvy last year, actually, in the wonderful cinema in London, which his name I forgot. Where were we?
Apollo.
It was the Apollo, exactly. You know, there were lots of Sci-Fi London specialised chocolates that were there. You know, I didn't take the whole lot. You know, it's sort of things. There were time tunnel machines. There were all sorts of things. But you know, you've got to balance these things out, etc. So yeah.
Well,
you should never have gone public.
I feel very special about.
Well, you are very special. I've always said, you know, Jodie Orton, she's very special. Yeah.
Especially the next part.
Yes, very much so.
Very true on that basis, but you know, it will happen, and obviously, you know, Phil's strategy, as ever, it's partly marketing. You know, he wants, you know, to get the brand out from that.
Well, it kind of started by him saying, "Oh, you should wear it. Don't wear it just when you're in the studio. Wear it when you're going about everywhere." And I said, "Well, you know, you could give me."
Sounds like a chat-up line.
Yeah.
It's very smooth, as Phil Leonis.
Except on the last two phone links, in which smooth was not something you could actually sort of address him at all, really.
No, it was rather X-Filey.
If you have the chance today, Louis, or at any sort of suitable time, to listen to Phil Leonis' piece on the Midweek Drive last night, you will either corpse with laughter in terms of what have they done to Phil's voice, but it was... I don't know what the technology was, but, Natalie, it was weird, wasn't it?
It was weird. It was like science fiction.
Oh, I'll go and have a listen then.
So outrageous, yes. I know, Tasha. It's difficult to tell at this particular stage, etc.
It was.
Anyway, I do know that one of the other things that Louis is going to be very good at this particular moment in time, as well as promoting Sci-Fi London, is actually providing things for Natasha Turney to actually do, rather than actually sitting around doing nothing because she can't get back to Gloucester, you know? Because there are, you know, this is the campaign that we're sort of looking for, etc. So, you know, May the 1st, May the 7th, presumably you'll still be in this side of the country as opposed to going back to Gloucester May 1st through May the 7th?
Oh, I was planning on going back after the holidays then.
Oh, she may not be. Anyway, assuming, you know, we're looking at, and let's go back to Philippa on this particular thing, Sci-Fi London, why is it a must-attend routine if you even got remotest interest in SF or where you think not? Because, I mean, I know Natalie's sort of going white at the notion of, oh, Lord, an all-night movie, all that set of... can't cope, really, can I? Have you got any Meryl Streep coming in, by the way? No. let's go.
We might show Galaxy Quest, actually.
Oh, good film.
Gets near with Sigourney Weaver. They both had the same, very similar hair, so that's can't get much closer with that. I don't think Meryl Streep's done anything sci-fi.
Death Becomes Her is probably the only one I can. And wasn't she the voice in AI?
She was.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, that's true.
I can confirm.
Well, there we are.
Yeah, if you ever wanted a mastermind specialist topic for Natalie Tuck, it would indeed be Sigourney Weaver.
Big on aliens.
Anyway, Philippa, any questions for Louis about life, the universes of Sci-Fi London?
What are you looking forward to most at Sci-Fi London?
It's always a tough question because there's so much going on that it's difficult to... I feel unfair picking one thing out and saying it's that's the one, because... any filmmakers listening will go, well, why didn't he say my film? But I'm very interested in seeing an audience watching The Captains, which is William Shatner's documentary, where he's gone round and interviewed all of the captains from the various Star Trek TV shows.
You mean you've got Avery Brooks, you've got Kate Mulgrew, you've got Scott Bakula,
and you've got Chris Pine as well.
He's actually got the new
James T. Kirk is in there as well, and it's amazing. It's just fabulously funny. William Shatner is he's a really individual man.
We're still recovering from the revelation a few weeks ago, actually, by Sherry Jackson, who you may recall, Louis, was in fact the android in the classic episode What Are Little Girls Made Of? With Roger Corby and Nurse Chapel, etc. Effectively, Sherry's costume was held up via William Shatner's toupee tape. It was one of those revelations that, I mean, naturally, it kind of, the whole studio just went silent when Sherry revealed that particular one.
I was going to say, is it spoilt it for you now, though? I'm looking forward to seeing The Captains, that with an audience. That was, it's just always lovely when you're at a science fiction film festival and people are laughing, as opposed to going, oh, it's the end of the world. we've got some fabulous films on.
Six, actually, we just
confirmed another one yesterday.
I'm just about to like the fact that as the festival approaches, we're delighted to announce 5 world premieres we're screening, and now you've got a 6th one.
So 6th one is a documentary, actually, called Sense of Scale, which we're showing on Sunday the 6th of May at the BFI, and it's all about models and miniature makers, and it features a lot of the people who worked on Close Encounters and Alien and Star Wars, all of the really, really big, you know, Titanic, all of the very, very big special effects movies. But it's all about the model makers and the miniature makers and the fact that they're actually not being utilised as much these days because it can all be done in a computer, so they're not building the same kind of miniature sets to blow things up and so on. And the... there were some lovely little revelations in that. Do you know the Close Encounters great big spaceship that great big spaceship? You'll never ever see it unless you see this film, where you'll see the model, but there are 5 R2-D2s walking around. Completely useless piece of information, but I just made me... These guys go into all of the things where they've hidden things in other models.
Look, it's E.T. in The Empire Strikes Back. It's E.T. in all sorts of things there. It's what's happening, because you've got the E.T.'s, actually. There's a little piece in Empire Strikes Back if you freeze it.
That's our 6th world premiere, and we're hoping to have some very good guests along to do a panel after that as well.
Well, as I say, we're hopefully going to cover a little bit more than we did last year, stepping up from that point of view. But Philippa is actually unique in the team today, because she actually is part of a degree course, reading, of course, film and television studies and history, and actually does some practical filmmaking. And I'm just thinking, Philippa, what a pity you didn't actually get together to actually enter into the Sci-Fi London Film Festival scenario here, because it's just been a whole opportunity. Presumably the entrants have now closed, Louis, so she needs to think about 2013.
For a film that you've already made, yes, but of course you can always come and do the 48-hour film challenge.
Philippa, on the 48-hour film challenge on the 14th of April. Explain once again how this is just, well, make a movie in 48 hours.
Exactly. You turn up on a Saturday morning, although actually you can play from anywhere because we can text you the information. And what we do is we give you the title of the film, we give you a line of dialogue, and we give you a prop list, and they have to be in your film. You've then got 48 hours to make a complete 5-minute short film and get it back to us on Monday morning. Last year we had 174 films made in one weekend. I think 250 teams set out, and only 174 managed to complete. The guys who won it have just finished their script, and we hope to see it going into production with Vertigo Films later this year, because that's the prize. It's a development deal with Vertigo Films. Sci-Fi Channel are on board this year, and we hope they'll be broadcasting some of their films. And you never know what might happen beyond that. Gareth Edwards won it in 2008, and he went on with Vertigo Films again to make Monsters and kind of launched his career, and he's now based in LA doing Godzilla for Legendary Pictures.
And in case people are wondering, it's Monsters is the title of the movie, it's not Make Monsters. It's a monster.
So you've got 48 hours to make a complete short film. If you go to our website, there's a tab at the top for 48 Hour Film Challenge. You can see some of the winners and get all the rules and the registration form, and it's free to take part. It's just you need to do an awful lot of work.
See, I'm thinking here, Philippa, you know, you've got the cast already ready made for you, and you've got your Natalie, you've got your Tasha, you've got your Amy, you've got your Jodie.
Well, there should be a Siren FM entry then. You should come along for that weekend and make a film.
So there we are. You know, it's entirely in your hands, Miss Blackball. You can,
Challenge the Guardian. We've got the Guardian doing it this year.
Your father would be proud of you. If he's not already, there we are. I feel that's a worthy piece. Jodie, you can actually do some scripting as well.
I'm quite excited to do that.
48 English hours, as opposed to American hours, or indeed other sort of Turanian hours. I did like, you remember the days of Stingray, where they'd actually say you have 5 marine minutes to actually work through. No, obviously you don't, Louis. Fine, that's okay. It's where you can always catch Stingray. It's what's not to love with respect to that. SciFiLondon.com is the go-to site to actually connect with from that point of view. Tasha, any questions from your own point of view? Because I would have thought, as a lass from Gloucester, this is all frightfully exciting and terribly sort of novel for the whole thing, really.
It is. Nothing really like this happens in Gloucester.
Exactly. So anything you want to put to Louis about the event, etc., or...?
Well, what film would you recommend for me? I'm not really a hardcore sci-fi watcher.
Oh, well, am I allowed to say... it's probably not actually broadcast. Right? There's a film called Ghosts with Bad Jobs. I'll replace the word that's there with bad.
Nice.
Yeah, Ghosts with Bad Jobs is just fabulous. It's a really very, very funny and quite political film, but it's very, very light-hearted. Set in 2040, when America has gone bankrupt and China basically run the world, and it's documentary style, and we follow these half a dozen people in America who are doing all of the really bad jobs that nobody in the world wants to do anymore. Things like human spam. Human spam, yeah. Oh. There's a woman who has to go around trying to talk to high-worth individuals, and every time she has a conversation with them, she has to try and mention products. Yeah. And she gets paid little bits of money for every time she spams somebody with saying, oh, my mother's not very well, she's in the Bellevue Medical Home. Mm. And you hear a cha-ching.
Nice.
And then there's a guy who goes into a thing, you know, like Google Street View, where you see all of the, you know, the buildings, and you can kind of get a 3D representation of your city. Well, for copyright reasons, in this film, there's a sort of Second Life environment, and his job is to stay jacked into this system all the time, going around painting out logos. Very boring, very dangerous job, because he's jacked into continuously into this virtual reality system. I'm not painting it very well, am I, actually? But it's a very, very fun job. Have a look on the website, and the trailer's there, and it will, I'm sure that will get you. It's a fabulous film.
Are you going to be doing that in the next 168 hours, Tasha? You know, so you check it out, sort of thing through, feel fully checked out, and
it might be listed as something else.
Could be hit jobs, possibly. You know, or
that's
that for, yeah, that, that's yeah. sort of scenario.
Go for
it. Sure, please. Yeah. Just bad. Louis, it's time for you to actually take on board the mantle that Jane Clark, the curator and founder of the Aintree Grand National Museum, actually did in the early parts of the show, where we had the official launch of the Amy Elise customised jingle. And as somebody who had customised jingles produced, you were good sales on the whole thing. You know, it's a very special moment when it's come through. So would you like, Louis, to introduce these 7 seconds of wonder produced just for Amy Elise after over a year of Midweek Drive Morning Edition shows she's been doing? So Louis, it's over to you. It's a bit like the sort of bit of royalty here. Think of yourself as Prince William, okay? You open this up. All right.
So, Siren FM listeners, please give a warm welcome to the Amy Elise trailer.
Amy Elise, from France to Watford, with our very own sailing siren on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition.
Heartwarming, isn't it, really?
No expense spent.
You know, listen, the agonies that we went through in just phrasing that, the number of takes we had to go, amazing. Anyway, Amy, last two questions for Louis Savvy, please.
Louis, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us this morning?
Yes, I have. Thank you very much. And mind you, I think, what was your favourite TV show?
Mine.
Oh. We had Twilight Zone from Louis. I like The Outer Limits, you know.
Kind of asking the wrong person.
I know. I'm ruining your questions, and I wanted to ask everyone in the studio now.
Actually,
sorry.
Fair point. And we'll excuse Amy because Amy and television sets don't really go down very well together. She was Scrubs, I think, was the last thing we managed to.
I've been watching Ally McBeal.
Really?
For the fourth time.
I can go now.
Favourite TV show?
Yes, I have. Yes, I will.
We'll finish this off. I presume it's Supernatural for yourself, Philippa.
Yep.
Okay. Natalie.
That's a really tough one because I have loads, but Spooks is one of my faves.
All right. Okay. Just throw out a program, please.
Grey's Anatomy.
Okay. And Jodie.
Well,
he's got to go quickly. You know,
I know. The X-Files currently, but also a bit of Twin Peaks as well.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, I enjoy Twin Peaks.
Which bit of Twin Peaks? Is it the cherry pie? Is it the whole?
It's just the whole thing. I think it's so spookily weird.
Yeah. Very true. So he's answered those last two questions effortlessly, and the bottom line is, yes, Louis, we'll hopefully be back with us, same time, same bat time, a little Batman moment.
Hopefully
there.
It'll be next week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Natalie Tuck, Jodie Orton, Amy Elise, Natasha Turney, the finest co-presenters, the Midweek Drive Morning Edition is delighted to feature, sometimes all on the one show.